Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 11. And if you'll stand in reverence to the Word of God tonight, I thank you for inviting me to come and minister the Word of God. And I trust and pray that God will help us and move and work in these meetings. We need the Spirit of God moving and working in these meetings. 1 Chronicles chapter 11, reading verse 22. That's all I want to read tonight. Amen. Benadiah, the son of the son of a courageous man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab, and also went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. Heavenly Father, as we stand behind this pulpit tonight, we stand here in great need of your anointing and divine unction. We stand here, Lord, inadequate, insufficient in ourselves, and in need of the Spirit of God to help us. Now, anoint and strengthen us. Give us clarity of thought and help us to deliver the Word of God that you've laid upon my heart for this congregation tonight. Arrest their attention, O God. Speak individually to each heart here, we pray, through thy word, O Lord. Lord, that we may leave here stronger and touched by the power of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God, meet every need in this place, we pray. For only you can do that. And we'll give the glory, the honor, and all the praise to you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And the church said, and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight on slewing a lion on a snowy day. And preach on what the pit and the snowy day will teach us. Can you say amen? Benadiah was one of the chosen men. God had called him, and he had come to David when David was, amen, a fugitive and running from King Saul. And Benadiah became an honorable, loyal servant, amen, to King David. A man of character and a man that was of integrity, amen, praise God. Listed down here among the mighty men of David, praise God, the servants of the Lord. And the Bible said he slew a lion on a snowy day in a pit. And I want to look at this scripture, and I want us to learn something from the pit and from the snowy day, praise God. I don't believe that Benadiah went to slew a lion. I don't believe when he left that day, when he came out of the camp and wherever he was journeying to, I don't really believe that he went with the intentions of meeting a lion. I don't believe he went with the intentions of being great or being mighty. I believe when he left the camp, he was just normal Benadiah. Not anointed, really. The anointing wasn't upon him. The power of God wasn't on him. He wasn't running out there and saying, I'm looking for a lion to kill. I'm here to tell you, greatness is when you understand that the great one is not you, but Jesus Christ that's in you. Can you say amen? I am tired of Christians bragging and boasting of their own ability rather than leaning on God's ability, because all we become is a bag of wind, amen. All we become is just, amen, what we say, but we need to rely upon the Lord. So let me preach it in the way that I feel like the Lord give it to me. And if you preachers can kind of not analyze or really criticize me if I unjustly do the text an injustice here. But I kind of feel like Benadiah didn't go looking. The same way you and I, amen, praise God, don't go looking for the lion. Can you say amen? We don't go looking for trouble. We don't go looking for diverse temptations. But James says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. The word fall there in King James is a good word. It means I didn't mean to. It just happened. Look at your neighbor and tell him a day just happens. Sometimes troubles come, valleys come, lions come. I ain't looking for them, but if I find them, there's a God that'll help me handle them. Can you say amen? So I want to say this, that I believe when he went out, I don't know what he was going for, but I don't believe he really went for this purpose. And I believe that sometimes the humdrum, if I can put it that way, just the daily routine of, oh God, help me, someone help me preach right now. Just the daily routine of being faithful and plowing, and there's no anointing, there's no great feeling of emotion, but you're just plowing, and it's a snowy day, and you're just laboring. Amen, that's greatness to me. Because anybody can shout on a sunny day. And most preachers can preach on a sunny day. And everybody can be faithful on a sunny day. But it takes a child of God with character and a Christ-like spirit to be faithful on a snowy day. Can you say amen? Oh my! It's a snowy day, and yet he's out there. Amen, praise God. Amen, somebody in here is going through a snowy day. The forecast is it's been a snowy time, a season of a treacherous weather, just snowy, and ain't nothing breaking through, and I'm going through a hard time, even a dry time, and everything around me is just evidence that it seems like God isn't moving. But I'm here to tell somebody tonight, God moves on a snowy day. God moves on an ordinary day. Matter of fact, God does supernatural things in a natural day. If you'll just be faithful and hold on, and you'll just keep on laboring, God will show up to help you on a snowy day. Can you shout hallelujah? Come on, Sunday school teacher. It might be hard plowing now, and it might be a snowy day now, but if you just keep on teaching and keep on praying and keep on being faithful, God will meet you. God will show up on your snowy day and give you victory. Come on now. What's a snowy day teach me? It teaches me that it's not about me and I can't do it on my own. Come on now. It teaches me that life's out of my control. I don't destine, I don't control the elements around me. And sometimes, do I like the weather? No. Amen, praise God. Do I like all this rain? No, I'm not a duck. Come on now. Amen. Ah! Amen. You had so much rain up here, and we've had so much rain that I think we're in a Presbyterian conference. Amen. And somebody believes in sprinkling. More mud holes dodging. But it reminds me that I'm not in control of the weather. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you're not in control of your life. I don't care what the big time preacher's trying to tell you. Declare this and profess this and declare this and everything will come your way. I'm here to tell you sometimes in a Christian's walk, you walk in snowy days. God, days that are just humdrum, routine, same old, same old. But in those days, God builds character. And in those days, God builds integrity. And in those days, God puts you rooted and grounded and gets you stable. Can you say amen? Because you've got nothing to move you. There's no emotion. There's no razzle. There's no dazzle. The only thing you walk by is faith and not by sight. Come on now. I don't even have my glasses on and some of you are looking at me strange. Some folks can't even get enough spirituality to pull up out of their socks on a snowy day. Some of God's people can't even lift their hand and praise God on a snowy day. Some of God's people, I ain't talking about the world, I'm talking about the church, on a snowy day, some of them start to complain and murmur and even blame God for the snowy day.
Well, if it wasn't a snowy day, I'd be out of church, Pastor.
One dear old sister, up my way, she said, I'd be out to church, Pastor, but my car broke down. I said, sis, you only live four houses up. I could send an elder down. You could ride piggyback. My God, I said to her, I wouldn't even thought that excuse. You should have thought a better one. I tell my folks, I point my finger at them and say, if you're going to give me an excuse, at least give me an original one. Give me a good one. Spend some time on thinking about it. Don't insult my intelligence. Or insult the loyalty to Jesus by some kind of stupid excuse. It's a snowy day. Well, who don't know it's not a snowy day? Your pastor's preaching on a snowy day. Matter of fact, your pastor's probably preaching and saying, my God, it ain't a snowy day. It's a blizzard. He has to labor. There are many times I've sat in my office and said, my God, I need help to preach today. Because it's a snowy day. I'm going through a crisis myself. And having a hard time myself. Because it's a snowy day. What's a snowy day teach you? It teaches you to walk by faith and not by sight. Snowy days are good. Can you say amen? Look at your neighbor and tell him, snowy days are good. The sunshine is all right, but most of the time character is never built on a sunny day. And integrity is never built on a sunny day. It's those snowy days when God isn't answering your prayer and you can't feel the presence of God and you're going through pressures and trials and tribulation and the lion is roaring in the pit. Amen. Those are the days that you look up and God gives you faith. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I feel like the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, y'all going through a snowy day. Huh? It's just been a snowy day. You're plowing through. Come on now. I understand. I've had seasons of snowy days that I thought the sun would never shine again. I've had days of snowy days that I could have had an excuse. I don't even want to get out of the tent today. Amen, praise God. I don't even want to go because there ain't anybody else coming. Amen, praise God, to the nursing home because it's a snowy day. And they're going to give me 101 excuses why they can't go. And so I'm going to wind up going. So you know what? I'm blessed now. I got leaders that go to the nursing home. And I have to encourage them on a snowy day. When no one else is going, I have to say to them, it'll be all right. Somebody shouted, it'll be all right. Because God will show up on a snowy day. Come on now. If you stay in the tent and you never get out, you never know the power of God or never have God meet you on a snowy day. Can you say amen? Whoa! Some of the greatest testimonies I have come from a snowy day. Some of the songs that I love the most come from a snowy day. Some of the greatest miracles I have ever saw in the ministry have come on a snowy day. I'm here to tell you the snowy day teaches you that it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, and that God has to help you. Somebody shout, God moves on a snowy day. Woo! The devil will give you the weather forecast. It's a snowy day. Frozen. You ain't going, nothing moving. But Benadiah, for some reason, found himself out actively moving on a snowy day. So I'm going to give you some good advice. If you stand still on a snowy day, you'll freeze to death. You'll become frozen. Come on now. You'll wind up, can't get your hand up because it's now frozen. You'll wind up, can't give that testimony out because your tongue got frozen. So the best way not to get frozen is to keep moving on a snowy day. Can you say amen? Anybody ever been out in zero weather? Weather that's cold? I'm telling you, one time I was out in weather throwing wood in at zero weather. It was zero and sub below zero. And I threw a piece of wood and fell on my toe. And I still have trouble with that toe to this day. I'm telling you, because I didn't even feel it hit the toe. Amen, but it was a snowy day. But I was active.
Can you say amen? I had to keep moving. If I didn't keep moving, I'd feel the chill of it. Oh my. Somebody say, I got to keep moving. This may be a snowy day, and I didn't invite this trouble, and I didn't invite this problem, but I'm here. I'm here. And I've got to keep moving and believing God that somewhere in this snowy day, God is going to show up.
God is going to show up. If I listen to the devil, he'll say, it's a snowy day, just stay in. But if I allow him to affect me by the elements around me, he'll always affect me. Can you say amen? Benadiah stepped out and moved on a snowy day. You need to move. When the devil tells you, hey man, don't go to Sunday school, you need to go. When the devil tells you, you're too tired to do this, you need to get up and do it. Praise God. Ain't anybody fell asleep doing something? Come on now. But if you keep on letting the snowy day affect you and letting the devil freeze you, then the next thing you know, he'll rob you of your joy and your victory and your testimony. Can you say amen? I know it's chilled to the bone on a snowy day. I know it's hard to motivate yourself on a snowy day. I know, song leader, it's hard to sing on a snowy day. But guess what? Grab the songbook anyhow and tell the devil you're a liar. I'll sing with all my might on a snowy day as well as a bright day. Let me ask you, does he not deserve your loyalty and faithfulness on a snowy day as well as a bright day? Come on now. Sunday school teacher, well, I only got two in my class. Teach them like there's 1,000. Be faithful. Someone say, be faithful on a snowy day. And so he went on down and got to walking. And he found himself going down into a pit. Amen. Sometimes you got to go down in order to go up. Or you don't hear me. Sometimes there are seasons of loss before there's gain. Sometimes it seems like you go down and you say to yourself, why is this happening to me? Huh? I know pastors our way that are losing people. And them poor pastors, they're just whipped. Met one of them, a young preacher, come out of seminary, you know. Met him in the bookstore and he's looking at the books to try to help him on what he's trying to figure out what's his problem. And when he looked at me, he had a twitch in his eye. And I said, you're burned out, man. He said, how do you know? I said, I've been there 4 times before I knew the definition. I said, I burned out twice before they ever had seminaries on it. I said, man, you're burned out. What's going on? He began to bear his heart out. I felt sorry. I said, you know what? They didn't teach you much in school, did they? I said, they taught you a lot of book knowledge, but they didn't really teach you much practical stuff, did they? I said, did you have internship? No, they just put, this is my first pastoral. I just come out of school and they stuck me here. We don't even do that to doctors. We don't even do that to brain surgeons. What, is this your first brain? Yeah, yeah, I just come out of school and I'm working on you. You're my first brain. But they're doing it to him and God's people and putting people in the ministry and sitting them there who are still questioning their call and struggling and haven't totally matured yet, and yet they stick them in a hotbed of a situation and get them burned out, wounded, bleeding, and then the higher-ups say, well, you know what, they must not have had it, they couldn't cut it. Someone pulled them back down from the ladder and let them sit in the slop hole for a while. Easy to sit up there and look down your nose and say, well, you must not be preaching right, or you must not have faith, or you're not running. What are you running? I said, I ain't running nothing. I ain't cattle driver. Amen, praise God. I'm a pastor. Amen, don't ask me what I'm running. I hate preacher's meetings. I hate preacher seminars. I've told you that. They got beepers on every hand. The big shots got one. They got this. They got that iPad. And they're hooked up like a Christmas tree. Everything's beeping off like crazy. And every time you try to talk to them, some beeps off. Excuse me. I got to take
make this phone call. So I got me a cell phone found it. And I told my secretary, I said, you call me at a such and such an hour and a such and such a time. And I deliberately, Brother Frazier, got in a conversation with that man. Amen. And his beeper didn't go off. And my phone went off. And I said, excuse me, I got to take this call. And I got out of earshot and I said to Sister Jerry, thank you. She said, Pastor, why am I calling you at 11:05 and you never even asked me? I said, I'm not even going to tell you because you'll look down on your pastor because I'm being a little mischievous right now. But I'm trying to teach a high horse to get off his high horse and that he ain't a man of the universe. Amen. Can you shout hallelujah? Snow days never hurt anybody. They built those that were pioneers, and the great men of God became great men of God on a snowy day. Through heartache and sorrow. So Benadiah, he wasn't looking for it. If you go looking for it, you're never going to find it. You just serve God. Live for God. Stay in your prayer closet. Have devotion. Be dedicated. Be faithful. Do what you're told to do. Amen. Be faithful. And God will help you become a lion slayer. Can you say amen? He knows when you can handle it. Can you say amen? Most of what think they can't ever do it. They couldn't even tackle a pussycat. Can you say amen? Let alone a lion. They're just a bag of wind. I'd rather have somebody that's got calluses on their hands and on their knees and have been to the school of hard knocks and neology than know what it is to fight a lion in a pit on a snowy day. I'd rather listen to a man of God that's been through it a lot and can tell me and teach me something about the pit and a snowy day. Come on now. Teach me something, Lord, about this pit and the snowy day. Number one is I can't control the elements around me. But it's still the day of the Lord. And God doesn't excuse me and says, do not do nothing. He says to me, do something. But another thing the snowy day teaches me is this. It's treacherous and it's slippery and I better walk soft. Take heed lest I think I stand, I may fall. A lot of hotshot, cocky peacock Christians walking, amen, like it's dry weather when it's slippery. Whoa, 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 bang. I'm tired of picking up them cocky guys. I wish somebody would tell them, walk softly. Walk softly. It is not a shame to not know what to do and say, I got to walk softly here because it's a snowy day and this is treacherous and I don't quite know what to do in this situation and I don't want to slip and fall, so I better walk even quietly and softly. That's not a shame. That's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. That's a sign of knowing I can't control around me what's coming on me, but I can control my spirit and come to God and say, Lord, it's a snowy day and you told me to walk even on a snowy day, but yet I'm going to walk softly and know your God and be still and know your God. Can you say amen? Oh, I feel like preaching. You're making me work like a Missouri mule right now, but I feel like preaching right now. Amen, bless God. Walk softly. Walk softly. Be still. The snowy day teaches you that you've got to walk softly in a wicked, ungodly world today. Be slow to speak, swift to hear. I don't get some preachers in anymore because I'm running a church, not a butcher shop. Now, if I want to fillet my people and hang them up like meat, I'll get them in. Because it seems like they don't have no sensitivity or no compassion or no love at all. It seems like they have no discernment even. Huh? Come on now. The one evangelist said to me, well, I've noticed you haven't had me around a while. I said, I got tired of bandaging up people after you're done. More like a hospital when you got done. But you don't know them people like I do. I'm their pastor. You don't know when they came in and how far they came to get where they're even at. You just drove them right out. Because you don't understand, see.
I think some evangelists need a blizzard. They don't need a snowy day. They just need a plain blizzard. They need snowed in for a while to get some sense, to get some compassion, to be a blessing. Pastors are calling me saying, do you know any evangelists that can help us? And I said, no. You in the same boat? I said, the list is awful short. Because they feel as though, you know, I don't understand. That they feel like a snowy day is defeat to them. Or the pit is defeat to them. But the pit is not an enemy. The pit is a friend. Can you say amen? Matter of fact, success comes through failure sometimes. Matter of fact, going down first is the only way you come back up. Can you say amen? Come on now. But he's in the pit. He must have done something wrong. She's in the pit. She must have... Leave them alone. They're in a pit bad enough, let alone you standing over them, analyzing why they're in the pit. Come on, don't analyze. Pray for them. Can you say amen? Pray for them. They didn't wake up and want a snowy day. And they didn't wake up and wanted a pit. And they sure didn't want to face a roaring lion. Can you say amen? And the worst thing you can do is analyzing it, scrutinizing it, and try to make it black and white and just make it the same thing. Somebody better pray for them that God will help them get out of the pit. Can you say amen? You ever been in the pit? Ain't no hands raised up, so I must got the wrong message. But the Lord, give me this one. I've been in the pit. Snowy day. Walked softly. Did the best I could. And still wound up in the pit. Now I know he went down in the pit to slew the lion. But there's times I've slid in the pit and didn't feel no deliverance at all. There's times I just fell in the pit. And didn't know why it was happening to me. Or what was going on. Can you say amen? I think Benaniah, you know, when you get down in that pit, there's a lion in there. You better have more than religion. Come on now. And he got down in the pit with a lion. A roaring lion. Roaring. And talking to him. Saying, ha ha ha, I got you now. You can't climb up out of here. And ain't anybody around you. Out on his own. I don't know why Benadiah is walking on his own, but he's walking on his own. Come on now. The other day at that chaplain meeting, I raised my hand, and the Native American, I said, I don't mean to offend you, but I'm going to be a Lone Ranger on this one without Tonto. Ain't anybody else standing up for the Bible? I'll stand up for the Bible. And I don't even need Tonto on this one, praise God. Can you say amen? Sometimes you find yourself in a pit and you find yourself there alone. Sometimes God isolates you. Matter of fact, God even lets you go in the pit because God wants to teach you a lesson in the pit. If the brothers are with you, you never learn something. But it's when you're in solitude, when you shut yourself in, when you say to God, I don't know how to answer this. I don't know how to solve this. I need a miracle. I need you to show up. I don't know why I got in this or how it happened. But I need you, God, to show up. Somebody shout hallelujah. I think Benadiah, maybe when he got in, maybe he didn't feel no anointing at first. I don't know. It's crazy to fall, go in the pit not feeling anything. But there are times when I think God lets you face the lion and you don't feel any inspiration or a word right then, do you? You hear the roar of that lion, roaring unbelief and doubt, roaring saying, if you preach that message, you'll lose families. Roaring and saying, hey, you're going to go down belly up. If you build that building project and you step out by faith, you'll be the only one stepping out. Because you know the deacons ain't with you or the elders, and you know there ain't anybody in that church with you. Come on, preacher. There are times when you're in that pit and the lion is roaring and the lion is trying to convince you that you're all alone. But what Benadiah understood was this: I may be in a pit and there's a lion roaring, but I'm not alone.
I said, I'm not alone. There is an invisible, immortal, eternal God that is in that pit with me. Though I cannot see Him, He is there. And when I need Him, He'll rise up. Can you say amen?
You pray more sincere prayer in the pit. You learn how to pray. You don't have to read a dozen books. Go to a seminar. Spend money to learn how to pray. Sister Pickett, God will just say, I'll teach you how to pray. You're looking at that pit? Now pray. Huh? You learn fast to pray, don't you? When the doctor diagnoses and says something that you don't want to hear, and it's a snowy day, and the pit is deep, and you feel like you're sinking farther down in the pit, and you can't remember any verse, and you can't seem to grab a hold of any inspiration. What I'm here to tell you, what the pit teaches you is this. You can't go no farther down, but you can sure go up. Can you say amen? Your help is not on your left or your right. There wasn't no brother that followed Benadiah. He had nobody to lean on. He hollered up somebody else up there. I find myself in a pit with a lion. Is there anybody else? There were nobody else up there. But then he realized, my help cometh from the Lord. Not from the arm of flesh, but from the Lord. And I believe he began to cry out to God, Lord, you help me. You strengthen me to kill this lion.
Can you say amen? I'm here to tell somebody, I've come to preach to you tonight. If everybody else is not involved in this, you just let it be personal between me and them. The pit you're in is not to destroy you, it's to make you better.
The greatest victory you have is right about ready, because God's about ready to give you deliverance. Can you say amen? When my mother was brain dead, they said she was brain dead. She was never. And I said, Lord, you got to help me. The doctor said, pull the plug. I went to the chapel. Every hospital I go to, I look for the chapel. There ain't anybody in there. I never can understand in a hospital with hurting and dying people, there ain't anybody in the chapel. But I went in there and started hollering to God. When you're in the pit, you don't care who hears you. You don't care who's analyzing what. You're just calling on heaven and saying to God, I need a miracle. Somebody in this tabernacle needs to look up and say, I need a miracle. I need something supernatural that only a supernatural God can do. Lord, I can't look to the left or the right. There ain't anybody to help me any longer. I'm looking on to you, Lord, and I'm believing for you to step in and to help me. Can you say amen? The Lord stepped in and helped me. My mother lived 10 more years. The Lord helped me in that bit. I've learned that in order to go up, you got to go down sometimes. I've learned that if you question your faith just because of the environment around you and the forecast, then you will always live in doubt and regret the rest of your life. But you've got to make up your mind. I did not destine myself to be in this pit, but here I am. I did not have that lion roar in me, but here I am. I did not pick this battle, but it's come to my doorstep. Can you say amen? Anybody hear me? Raise your hand if you hear me. I didn't pick this day, but this is the day the Lord hath made. And I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I can shout on level ground, and I can shout in a pit. Can you say amen? And he began to look up and say, Lord, you got to help me. Somebody shout, help me, Lord. You don't got to pray a big prayer. Just pray, help. Our Father, which art in heaven, He'll have your arm by the time you're done. I pace the floor at nights and hear Him roaring. Hear Him roaring, Brother John. How are you going to explain to the brothers when this church dies? Huh? How are you going to explain to them when others say, ah, your church probably thrives, doesn't it? And I say, no, one of them just got a few people. Come on now. That devil roars. And he uses people, even that you think he'd never use, to talk to you. You might as well close it. He ain't doing any good. Who said I'm not? That's a matter of opinion. Huh? That's a matter of opinion. And you're up there looking down, and you ain't throwing me no rope to help me, so why should you even give your opinion? Huh? Come on now. I've told many times in the church, I've taken on building projects myself because the deacon said, we can't do that. And I said, you're right, we can't do it. But God can, and I'll take it on myself and show you. And we've done a lot, me and the Lord, or the Lord and me. Praise God. Can you say amen? At the amazement of a board, that I sit there and say, well, if you can, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, the pit teaches you that all things are possible. And the pit teaches you that God is a God that's faithful and will not forsake you. He'll show up right on time. Come on now. I don't know why he don't shut the lion up and why the lion is still roaring. And I don't know why I haven't been delivered out of the pit yet. But I'm here to tell you, he's a deliverer. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. He's a deliverer, and he'll show up right on time to deliver you out of that pit. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I don't know what your pit is tonight. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's a son or a daughter. It's bound. Huh? And you feel guilt and condemnation because you tried your best to raise them. Now they're out there. You feel shame. And some of the brothers and sisters help you feel shame. Well, if you hadn't done, stick a sock in it. Be quiet. It's not your family. It's not your pain. It's not your pit. I'm careful how I analyze pits because I'll be throwing in one. And it'll be far deeper than I plan on, Brother Frazier. God will say, oh, you think you're a big shot? We'll put you down a tunnel. Come on now. I've been down there. I've struggled with things. Amen. That my church, I told them, if you want a perfect pastor, you don't got one. Amen. I come from riffraff. I don't have to go far up my tree to find a rotten apple. I was a rotten one from the very beginning. Matter of fact, I told them we ought to be the first church of the riffraff. We're Pastor Riffraff. I'm the chiefest of all riffraffs. I'm the chiefest of sinners. And I understand what pits of addiction do. I understand what drugs does. I understand what alcohol does. I understand the addictions of smoking and the addictions. I understand those pits. They're real. Amen. And if the devil has his way, he'll destroy people in the pit. But we need to preach to them and tell them there's a lion of Judah that's greater than that roaring lion in the pit. Believe God and God can set you free. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Oh God. He cried out. I don't know when the Spirit of God come on him. But I'll tell you this much. That lion knew. I can preach like a house on fire Sunday night. Come Monday it seemed like all that anointing leaks out. Huh? By Wednesday sometime I don't feel so super. Huh? Anybody still there? Come on now. Roaring lion, and I don't feel no goosebump. And I shake myself and wiggle myself and do what us Pentecostals do, you know. Where they worked last time, let's do it again. And it don't work this time. I've got to understand this. Wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength. God will help you when you need His help. I feel like somebody's about ready to get out of a pit tonight. Can you say amen? Come to the organ. Who never come to the instruments? I gotta quit. Amen. He come down there, and that lion roared, came closer and closer. And God knows when you can't bear no more. And God knows when you can't carry anymore. And when Benadiah couldn't do no more,
And God had to come on the scene. Because in His strength, He ain't a lion killer. And in your strength, you're not a lion killer. But there's a greater one inside of you. Can you say amen? And greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. There's a lion tamer in you and a liar slayer in you. Can you say amen? And if you'll call on God and pray and touch heaven, God will come down and help you. When the anointing came on Benadiah, there was no fear no more. The roaring of that lion did not move him no more. He grabbed that lion and slew it. And I'm here to tell somebody tonight, maybe this ain't right, I don't know, but I'm preaching it, not you. I believe he took that lion, picked it up, put it on his shoulders, said, I'm climbing out of this pit and taking him to camp. Because ain't no sense in killing a lion without having a testimony and showing the evidence of it. I'm here to tell you tonight, there's a lion about ready to get silenced in here. There's a lion about ready to get slew, and you're about ready to put a silent lion on your back and carry him out of that pit and look down and say, that pit was meant to destroy me, but God used it for good and brought me out and restored what the locust and the canker worm have destroyed. Can you shout hallelujah? Oh, lion! You were meant to destroy me, but God give me victory. And on my shoulder is the evidence of a great God that showed up right on time. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We're going to kill a lion tonight. We're not going to do what God is. But He's going to give us the privilege of carrying it out. Get up on Sunday and tell the church, I've got victory now. And the evidence is, look what's on my back. A silent lion, not roaring anymore. I overcome doubt. I overcome unbelief. I overcome addiction. I overcome fear. I overcome abuse. I overcome the lion roaring and keeping me in bondage. I overcome it. And the evidence is the lion is silent, not roaring any longer. And the evidence is I'm carrying him. Can you say amen? Benadiah said, I started out on a snowy day. I started out on an ordinary day that nothing was going on. And I found myself in an extraordinary situation. But finding a God who was extraordinary showing up. Can you say amen? I'm here to tell you, your pit is not your disaster. Your pit is your miracle. God is about ready to show up on a snowy day and help you in your pit. If you just hold on a little longer. Come on, stand to your feet and raise your hand toward heaven. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm looking up. I'm not looking to the left or the right any longer. I'm not listening to the roar of the lion anymore. I'm looking up and I'm asking you to help me in this time. Come on, raise your hand toward heaven and cry out of that pit. Don't be ashamed of being in the pit. At least you're honest. At least you're honest. God will deliver those that are sincere and honest. It's those that lie and they're deceitful that wind up dying in the pit. I'll not die there. God will help me. God will bring me out and deliver me. Can you say amen? A few years ago, I think it was, when's the last time I preached Cammie here, 2 or 3 years ago? I was on a medication. And I forgot it. And I searched frantically in my luggage, Brother Hawk, for that medication. Because I needed it. I'd start to shake the things happen. I thought, my God, 10 minutes, I got to get up. I got to stand on that pulpit tonight. I frantically looked. I called my wife. I said, honey, I don't have this medication. She said, we're going to pray. Thank God. I said, I don't know. Maybe I just ought to tell him I can. You know, hey, when you're in the pit, you get to looking down a little bit. She prayed. We called on God. And hit that pulpit. God healed me that night.
power of God hit me and God healed me, and I've never taken that medication since. And you know what? I went home, Brother Hawk, and I was unfolding everything out of my luggage, and I found it in the crevice. And I picked it up, and the Lord said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I'm throwing it away because I've been delivered. I had a lion on my back. I had a silent lion sitting there." Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Even after camp meeting was over and the anointing had waned a little bit and I was back to the same old, kind of same old. But I'm here to tell you, He's the same yesterday, today and forever. What God does, He does it right and He does it for good. Can you shout hallelujah? I'm coming out of this pit and I'm not coming back. The lion is going to be silent. It's going to be on my shoulder. And I'm walking out of this tabernacle with deliverance tonight. Because God is the deliverer. I can't deliver that lion. You have to believe that greater is He and let Him deliver you. Can you say that? Step out of your seat and come. Come on tonight. Come on, step out and say, "Lord, here I am. Lord, help me." Come on. Come on, step out and get around this altar and cry out to God. "Help me, Lord. I need You to show up. I need You to show up now. I need You to show up, Lord. I'm holding on. It's a snowy day, and I'm holding on. I'm raising my hands by faith. I'm coming to the altar by faith. I'm believing You by faith, and I'm holding on. It's a snowy day. The devil's lying in my ear, and he's trying to tell me that I'm not coming out of this pit. But I'm here to tell You, Lord, I believe You'll show up on a snowy day, and You'll help me, Lord, because You're that kind of God that'll help me. Come on, come on, come on. Step out of where You're at. Come on, let's call upon God. Let God deliver you. Let God lift you up. Let God pull you up out of that pit. Come on. Come on. Come on, reach out by faith. Come on, reach out by faith. Come on, look up. Look up. I ain't going to let the devil rob me any longer. I'm coming out of this with a song and victory. I'm coming out of this. God's going to help me. God's going to help me. Come on, call on the Lord. Lord, You're going to help me. God's the only one that can help you. I feel His presence. I feel His power here tonight. Oh, somebody, lift your hands and praise. It's not your fault. The pit may not even be your fault. You could be living right and doing right and just wind up in a pit on a snowy day. But God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. Come on, lift your hands and praise Him. Come on, He carries some bullet of a higher. Oh, preachers, you want to help me tonight? Brother Eastman, if you feel to pray for somebody, you just go ahead, Brother Frazier. You feel to pray for somebody, just let God lead you tonight. Help me around this altar tonight. Amen. There are those in the night that God's going to deliver. The power of God is going to deliver them. Oh, my. God's going to help. God's going to help, brother. God's going to help, brother. God's going to help in the name of Jesus tonight. My God, He's going to touch you. Lord, in the name of Jesus.